KPFT-FM, 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 KP some members of Congress are saying about negotiations on the $700 billion financial market bailout plan. With the latest, we're live on Capitol Hill with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, the chairman of a key House committee says the administration has accepted congressional demands for the taxpayers to get some of the profits, if there are any, once debts from the bailout are paid off. And Senate leader Harry Reid tells colleagues it's important the bailout bill be done right.
Democrats in Congress fully understand the severity of the situation and the need to pass legislation. But we're not willing to give President Bush a blank check.
Key senators now meeting behind closed doors on these negotiations, Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live. U.S. stocks have been falling sharply all day as lawmakers debate the bill. ABC's Charles Herman.
There's just a general jitteriness of what exactly is this plan that we're going to get from Congress, and when will we get it, and will it work?
At the closing bell, the Dow down 376. Price of oil also skyrocketed today, but oil analyst Peter Butel with Cameron Hanover says that could be because big funds are trying to find something to invest in.
Some of these big investors, pension funds and college foundations, and people that are in these index funds, the way they buy oil is the way large dogs eat cocktail weenies.
Now, this is also the last day of trading for October oil contracts. Go in, take a look, and leave. That's what people on Galveston Island's hard-hit West End are being told when it comes to hurricane damage. Dr. Mark Guidry with the Galveston Health District says there are serious health issues and not everyone should return, even for a little while.
This is not a place for children. There's a great deal of debris. We advise you not to bring your children on the island.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees have been announced.
Now I wanna be your star.
Among them, Iggy and the Stooges, Run DMC, Jeff Beck, Metallica. Five bands will eventually be inducted next April. Dow down 376. You're listening to ABC News.
Did you know that the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection, followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist, is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
The case presented by prosecutors at the O.J. Simpson trial seemed to weaken a bit today. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The prosecution's key witness under cross-examination said over and over again today that before the hotel room encounter, the memorabilia dealers told him what they had was stolen from O.J. Simpson.
The very beginning, basically said it was stolen, and after the end, when the cops asked him about it, he admitted it was stolen.
Thomas Riccio says he and Simpson believed they were going into the hotel room to get back stolen items. Alex Stone, ABC News.
You'll see a lot of former President Bill Clinton this week. He's in the middle of a media blitz. On The View this morning, he talked about the financial bailout plan and about why he thinks Barack Obama will win in November.
The American people, for good and sufficient reasons, admire him. I mean, he's given something in life that's... The rest of us can't match.
And yet you feel
But I do believe Obama will win, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't. I think he's a good candidate. He's a smart man. He's shown growth as a candidate.
And Clinton will also appear on Larry King Live and David Letterman this week. Lots of people make barter agreements for payment of services. A woman in Chicago recently agreed to perform nude dances for a lawyer as a way to reduce her legal fees. She got $534 taken off her bill, but the Chicago Tribune says the woman complained that the attorney touched her inappropriately. No criminal charges were ever filed, but the lawyer's law license was suspended. This is ABC News.
Want to see if a broker is licensed to do business? Head for BrokerCheck at FINRA.org. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the independent not-for-profit that regulates brokers and protects investors. BrokerCheck has unbiased information about the professional background, business practices, and conduct of nearly 680,000 brokers in the U.S. BrokerCheck, only at FINRA.org. That's FINRA.org.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. After serving more than 3 years in prison for manslaughter in connection with the 2001 fatal dog mauling death of Diane Whipple, Marjorie Knoller is going back to jail. San Francisco Superior Court Judge Charlotte Woolard sentenced Knoller to 15 years to life in prison today after the state Supreme Court reinstated a second-degree murder conviction against Knoller in this case. Knoller's attorney says he will appeal the sentence. Number of registered voters in California is growing as we approach the November election. The state has slightly more than a half million registered voters today, more than 4 years ago. And a lot fewer people watched last night's Emmy telecast, about 12 million. Traffic, here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
Rio Del Mar, northbound 1 at Rio Del Mar Boulevard closed. Truck hit the center divide, caught fire. Huge backup there. When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs and money market accounts. Learn more at your local WAMU in the Bay Area today. Saving at WAMU, woohoo! The Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. KTVU meteorologist Bill Martin for Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting temperatures about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than yesterday on this first day of fall. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
It's Dr. Dina Dowd. Welcome to the program once again. Let's begin with something rare, a little application of science to politics. I always find these surveys interesting. You don't see a lot of them that try to discern what is the difference between a liberal and a conservative. Now, we know conservatives are more into kinky sex. I love that one, of course, and we had a lot of fun trying to figure out why. We know that conservatives actually can make a decision and make their mind up more quickly than liberals. The explanation there, supposedly, is conservatives have a, more defined worldview. So they just have an answer for a lot of things, where liberals will sit and scratch their heads and try to figure stuff out. Well, here's another one out of Yale. This is from the Washington Post article. And it's not, I hope this isn't hard to follow. I'm trying to understand it myself. All right, take a bunch of volunteers. And you provide them with the Bush administration's pre-war claims that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Now, one group was given those claims. Another group was given those claims plus a refutation. This is a comprehensive 2004 Delphi report that concluded Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction before the U.S. invaded. You with me here? One group just got the Bush administration's claim. We're going to get to economics in a second. The Bush administration's claim, and another group got the Bush administration's claim plus the refutation. Well, this is fascinating. Of conservative people in the study, 34% of conservatives told only about the Bush administration's claim, thought Iraq hid or destroyed its weapons before the invasion. But 64% of the conservatives who heard both claims, both the claim and the refutation, thought the Iraqis really did have the weapons. In other words, the refutation made the misinformation worse. In other words, more people, twice as many conservatives, when they were given the refutation, twice as many thought that the Iraqis had weapons of mass destruction. Here's another one having to do with economics. Tax cuts. The Bush administration has certain economic claims without getting into them, including tax cuts, increased federal revenue. Now, one another Bush administration claims about, this was all done before the recent economic, let's find a polite word, downturn. Okay. Anyway, one group was offered a refutation by prominent economics. That included some current and former Bush administration officials. And it turned out 35% again of conservatives told just about the Bush's economic claims believed it. But when you gave them a refutation to the Bush's economic claims, 67% believed the Bush administration's economic policies. It's a really funny thing. For instance, it says here, why? Well, upon hearing a refutation, a conservative might argue back against the refutation in their minds, thereby strengthening their belief in misinformation. They didn't see the backfire effect when liberals were given misinformation. So it goes to the first study that shows that
conservatives make their minds up more quickly because they have a more defined view of the world and believe that the economy is fundamentally strong. You believe that? Here's another one on a similar subject that, and this is complex. I'm not sure I completely understand it, but the fact is there that men with egalitarian attitudes about the role of women in society earn a lot less money than men who hold more traditional views about women's place in the world. Says here that work is a gap between men where traditional outlook and everyone else. The study raises a provocative possibility that a substantial part of the widely discussed gap in income between men and women who do the same work is a gap between men with traditional outlooks and everyone else. And it's kind of funny. And it's a big number. Men with traditional outlooks about gender roles earned almost $12,000 more a year than men with egalitarian views and $14,000 more than women with traditional attitudes. Women with a traditional outlook earn the least. I guess you'd expect that because those women would be more attracted to spending time at home with their families and kids. An unusual window into the gender disparities in income that I've observed for decades. Now, I'm not sure I buy it because there's a lot of other studies, and they quote some of them here, that a part of the disparity is that women are attracted to different careers than men are. They make different choices. A woman's major is more likely to be, you know, sociology in college. And women work different hours. Women have different responsibilities. That more men choose the higher paying professions. That men turn to work longer hours per week. It goes on and on and on. So it's, as always, it's going to be, it's a mix. Hey, if you're a fundraiser, it says here guilt's the way to go. Anybody out there got to raise money for an organization? Pledge drives do best when laden with guilt trips. We're talking here about in public radio and television station pledge drives, which I just hate. I hate when they turn them over to these quack doctors. Have you seen some of this stuff? Why public radio? Public television is supposed to be an intellectual notch above, aren't they? And they turn over their pledge breaks to total quackery in an attempt to get people. If you write in and send us a donation, we'll send you the free book on how to make your penis bigger and your skin clearer. Right? What's up with this? Anyway, in fundraiser speak, says here that appeals that involve negative emotions rather than pitches about benefits to the person who is giving are going to work. They looked into what campaigns brought in the most cash. Shame works. When it comes to the donations appeals, it seems that potential donors are motivated by appeals that involve the benefit of others. The station, a community needs groups of people other than themselves, but failing to help others often leads to shame, and that's where you go with it, which is a powerful negative emotion that's experienced when there's an inconsistency between a person's actual and desired self. Paradoxically, it is by helping others that we derive self-benefit in the form of enhanced self-esteem and social approval. And even chimps can be altruistic and they go through all that. And giving away money makes people happy, according to them, which means we as taxpayers ought to be just ecstatic. Ecstatic, because we're giving away money, and that should be making us happy. Let's go over some press. I decided I'm going to do this from time to time, because it's so interesting. Press releases that come our way. Here comes from a publicist to Heather. I want you to know about a fantastic guest that will be available. Dr. So-and-so is in town next week on a book and lecture tour. He'd love to be on the show with you, right? They make it sound so personal. Warmest regards from the, you know, this is a public relations group promoting this particular doctor author. And you read what this doctor is into, and it's like 15th century stuff. This doctor will tell you if you have a receding chin, it's because you have an adrenal type body. If you have an enormous buttocks and a pug nose and a small nose together, big butt, small nose, and a small head, you have a pituitary type body, and you should eat a lot of liver and kidney. Can you imagine in this day and age? And then, of course, there's sample interview questions. Maybe you don't know this. I should tell you this. When an author comes into town and goes on a talk show, the talk show host, I don't care if it's a Today Show or me, we are given a list of questions to ask that person. That's why they seem so bright and so on it, because they know the questions ahead of time. Once upon a time, interviewers asked any question they wanted to, you know, and that's what you really saw. You know, this is why in the debates, presidential debates, I object to the when they let them know the talking points and things that are going to be. That should be raw, head on. Right? It's too important. Anyway, so here's all the sample interview questions. So listen for that carefully. Here's another one. Get this. This is a press release. They want us to tell you to contact your senators and members of Congress to attend or send a staff member to an important autism vaccine briefing on Capitol Hill. I'm thinking to myself, whoa, this is important, a briefing to the senators who make laws on the issue about autism and vaccines. Now, you'd think that the the briefing would be, it's being held, by the way, by Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, hosting a special briefing. Well, you'd think the briefing would be by scientists and Nobel Prize winners and PhDs and experts. One of them is bills himself as a journalist who wrote a book about vaccines. I don't see any alphabet soup after his name. Another one is a director of a group of anti-vaccinationists. That's who a member of Congress has decided to have in to do a special briefing. And you wonder why. Imagine, let's think about this when it comes to economics. Suppose you heard your senator or representative had somebody with no background, no degrees, no nothing in economics giving a briefing about how we should handle the banking industry. Wouldn't you be upset? Well, why is nobody upset about this nonsense? Right? And among the issues to be discussed is the total agenda, the anti-vaccinationists. That's the problem in this country, friends. We've lost track of objective information, how to apply it, because the people at the helm don't understand it themselves. All right? Let's talk about pregnancy supplements. Women who take supplements during pregnancy, it's one place I would agree it's okay for women to take supplements. These kids wind up with more asthma, and it's passed in the genes. Something called epigenetics you ought to know about. That when a baby's in the womb and something happens chemically, that can change the expression of certain genes. And in these, this is a particular study done in animals, so don't worry too much. But the offspring had more asthma, and they in turn passed it on to their offspring. And it all came down by giving them a lot of vitamin B12 and zinc and folate and all those things we recommend to pregnant women. So I don't know. Okay. There aren't enough fat people in America because now they're trying to sell you that if you have a normal body mass index, you should still be concerned about obesity. It's called normal weight obesity. We have not even had a convincing argument yet that all people who are obese are sick. Therefore, what are they doing here? If you get on a scale and you have a normal body weight, they're still going to try and convince you that you're obese. Now, we know body mass index is inherently off. It will call you obese when you're healthy. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, people with lots of muscles. A pregnant woman would test as fat for the BMI. It's not perfect, but this is like back to the old. You know, they're running out of options here. They want you to measure your skin fold thickness or go get these fancy machines to measure your percent body fat. We can't get obese people to take care of themselves. How are you going to get people who weigh and look good, weigh normal, look good in a bathing suit to want to go on special diets? Well, the latest in surgery is definitely not small mini scars. We are talking no scars. We are talking about entering your abdominal cavity through your mouth. It's a fascinating look at the changes in surgery. They're now, you know, you can do gallbladders for a little mini incision. Uh-uh. They're going to do your gallbladder down your throat and pull your gallbladder right up at your esophagus. You will have no scar. I remember a doctor who used to do breast implants through the belly button. Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. And you actually make an incision in the belly button, and you can make a pathway right on up under the skin, above the fat, to the breast pockets and insert them. And we're going to see more and more and more of this kind of thing because this is a video game generation of doctors. Right? We'll learn to do these fancy things with these incredible devices. Now, the question is whether, indeed, it makes your life better. Because I have here a piece of doctors, men who've had the traditional prostate cancer surgery, where they remove the prostate gland, to those having it done with robotic surgery. And in the end, very interesting, the men who had robotic surgery were much less happy. They were more dissatisfied with their surgery, and we're not sure what's going on here. We can't quite measure it. Maybe they had higher expectations for recovery because it was a robot, and they just expected it to be, you know, totally smooth sailing because a robot did my surgery. and yet they had the same erectile function scores, for instance, and other measures of post-surgery recovery, and yet the robotic patients reported higher levels of dissatisfaction. So it's real important. It's fine to do a slick operation, but if the customer's not happy, you know, what can I tell you? Let's see here. All right, just quick warning. You know, all the companies out there scrambling to find an alternative to bisphenol A, you know, this stuff in plastic supposed to make you sick. That new study does not tell you you're going to be sick from it. I don't believe this makes anybody sick, and nor do most scientists. But when the public starts freaking out, the companies will look for new substances. And just beware that the substance they replace it with isn't worse. Right? Like my mother's attitude on marriages. Stick with the first, the second could be waste. So we've had many occasions where public outcry, we remove a substance, and all of a sudden, bingo, what we use next is worse. All right, let's we come back. You know something? At least half of you, the average person, excuse me, forget the half, I'll get to that. The average person, everyone out there, you are breaking at least one law a day. I'm going to list for you the 20 laws that most of you are breaking. You know, you break at least a law a day. And we'll go over what those laws are you're breaking. And all of you are. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. 1-800-548-TALK. I'll be right back. Stay there.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Think of GEICO as kind of an economic stimulus package. No, not the new one you've been reading about in the newspaper. The original economic stimulus package, the one called GEICO Car Insurance. GEICO's been saving America money on car insurance for over 70 years. Think you could use a couple extra $100 in your pocket right about now? Hey, just doing our part.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Are skyrocketing health insurance costs stopping you from offering your family the protection they deserve? Now, there's a competitively priced and guaranteed health care option from American Consumers Insurance. You can get the benefit of a group limited benefit hospital indemnity insurance policy underwritten by Transamerica Life Insurance Company, one of the leading insurance companies in the United States. It offers indemnity benefits to help the cost of prescription drugs, physician visits, hospitalization, and more. Premium cost is $85 per month for a member. You can choose your own doctor, and you can cover your entire family at an additional cost. This policy is guaranteed. You cannot be turned down for any reason. There are no medical exams. Limitations and exclusions apply. Not intended to replace any comprehensive program of health insurance in which you participate or are considering. So call for more information now at 800-730-9868. 800-730-9868. Just for calling, receive a free prescription card as our gift. Call 800-730-9868. 800-730-9868.
8. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. 8 different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. 8 credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People.
Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now. 1-800-568-7679. 1-800-568-7679. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 149.
To Dr. Dean and me, just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. You know, I love these little acronyms. I've been reading this article about all the different ways we can now do surgery on you. Natural Orifice Transluminal Endoscopic Surgery. NOTS. N-O-T-S. And you can get your gallbladder and your appendix out through your mouth. Here's a woman had her gallbladder removed through her vagina. That's a natural orifice and gives an entree to a physician to your abdominal cavity. So look out, friends. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. Now, last week we were talking, I think the last show of the week, about different kinds of drinkers out there. And it was fascinating. I just had no idea there were 9, 10 different types of drinkers, people who drink for different reasons, which is one of the reasons alcoholism is so complex. And Heather, would you say you were 4 of them, right?
I can't. It seemed like it. I just realized I got a call over the weekend from the person who I said that their local pub seemed like their living room. He's been dry for a month.
Oh,
yay!
My God.
Isn't that incredible? I said, you know, it's really weird. I was actually just talking about you on our radio show.
Wait a second. That person knew that you were talking about them?
No. He didn't hear the show. He just called out of the blue and said, you know, sorry, I've been out of touch. I've had some problems, but I'm getting my life in control. And I was like, great. And I was hearing all the things that you should hear from somebody who's really going to make it this time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's great. But, I just read that long email we got from that one caller about his mom. I sent it back to you, by the way, to send to him. It was very, very, very cool. Okay, well, that's right. Good. You got to be careful what you say in this program, you know. You always think your relatives aren't listening when you talk about
them. Well, not to be, you know, even more self-serving, but somebody else wrote and said that the fact that I admitted, like, sometimes it's good to be out of control, although it doesn't take a lot to get me out of control. I probably usually am anyway, with or without a glass of wine. But she wrote, Heather, you're great. Dr. Adele can say a listener applauded you for your honesty. When I'm at the dentist lately in my elderly years, I've asked for laughing gas because I find I'm more anxious about certain things like pain. I'm honest with myself that I actually like not being in control for that, you know, not frequently, but intermittently, and just for that period of time. And she said she reached this realization when she smoked marijuana in her earlier years. And other friends said they didn't like it because they don't like not being in control. And her dentist said he doesn't like laughing gas because as a student in dental school, he was used as a guinea pig, and they gave him maybe too much. And he doesn't like the feeling of losing control. So, in conclusion, she said we all have different, huh?
Nothing. I was going to say that's probably a great way to divide human beings. Some people hate being out of control. Some people enjoy it as a little side trip to the straight and narrow of life.
And so, her conclusion was just that we're all different and have different nervous systems, and increasing awareness and self-knowledge help, especially for those of us who do like losing control a little bit. She said for those who like it too much, their lives become unmanageable and a lot of them are dead.
Enough.
And these are just the last 2 sentences.
Just go get your mother on the line. I want to talk to your mother, and then we'll go from there, all right? I'm going to go talk to Rosa here. Rosa, this is Dr. Adele. You're on the air, Rosa.
Hi, Dr. Adele. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is in a dilemma. He suffered a testicle injury, and he has bat tinnitus. And he wants to know if taking Tylenol versus ibuprofen is going to help or make his condition worse.
Well, what is he taking now for pain?
He's taking a combination. He's taking ibuprofen because the doctor said it would help with the inflammation, but it seems that makes the ringing in his ears louder.
Yes, well, aspirin and drugs like that can make it louder. We've seen cases it can get so loud you start hearing music. I had a very famous case of a woman who was hearing big band music in her ears from taking too much aspirin. It causes tinnitus. Some doctors purposely push the limit until the patient starts hearing a ringing, and that's the dose of aspirin they think gives you maximum analgesia. The best thing to do is experiment, is try one, see how you do, and if it doesn't work, you go off it and go on another one. All right, we come back, we're going to talk about those of you who think you're law-abiding citizens. I'm sorry, you're all breaking a law, at least one law a day. 1-800-548-TALK. We'll list them for you. Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGL Radio Newsroom. Between a huge spike in the price of oil and nervousness about Washington's proposed rescue package, investors sent stock prices back down today. The Dow fell nearly 373 points. The S&P dropped 48. The NASDAQ lost about 95. A judge has sentenced a dog owner to 15 years to life in prison, 7 years after her canines fatally mauled her neighbor in an upscale San Francisco neighborhood. Marjorie Noller was originally sentenced in 2002 to 4 years in prison after a judge reduced a jury's conviction of second-degree murder to involuntary manslaughter. The Southeast is suffering from high gas prices and, in some areas, gasoline shortages. Gustav and Ike are to blame. KTVU Chief Meteorologist Bill Martin, in for Lloyd Lindsay-Young, says on the first day of fall, 5 to 10 degrees warmer compared to yesterday. No fog, clear and cool tonight. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mesothelioma? Mesothelioma is a fatal cancer caused by asbestos. The asbestos industry knew the dangers but failed to warn the public. The Asbestos Legal Center is dedicated to helping victims of mesothelioma get the compensation they deserve. Lung cancer victims may qualify too. Call the Asbestos Legal Center for a free consultation at 1-800-970-3878. That's 1-800-970-DUST.
Energy hog team, get in that house and waste some energy.
Leaky windows and no insulation.
Wherever energy gets wasted, the energy hogs are there. Go to energyhog.org for energy saving tips and lots of hog busting games.
Energyhog.org, that's it.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
1-3161.
John, they got everything. Our bank accounts are completely drained. I don't know how the thieves got in, but all of our money is gone.
Honey, don't worry about it. I called LifeLock Identity Theft Protection a few months ago and signed us up for the service. We're covered.
Is that the guy that gives out his social security number on TV?
Yeah. LifeLock is the leader in identity theft protection, and they back every member with their $1 million total service guarantee. That means they'll spend up to $1 million and do all the work to fix our situation. We don't have anything to worry about.
Thank goodness you made that call.
Don't become another victim. Protect yourself and your family today with LifeLock. Call 1-800-887-7520 now and get 30 days of LifeLock free. Don't wait. Operators are standing by 24 hours a day to take your call at 1-800-887-7520. That's 1-800-887-7520 to get 30 days free. Again, 1-800-887-7520.
KGO's on-the-go travel program with John Hamilton shares the wisdom of travel industry experts, takes listener calls, and keeps travelers up to date on hot deals, new trends, and expert travel tips. Now you can hear the on-the-go travel program anywhere at any time on demand with the on-the-go podcast in the audio section of KGOradio.com. It's sponsored by the Maui Visitors Bureau, inviting you to visit the magical isles of Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. For on-the-go anywhere you go, visit the audio section of KGOradio.com. The last.
Dr. Unidell here. Welcome back to the program. All right. Every one of you, the average law-abiding citizen, breaks at least one law a day. I've got the list of them. And it's funny, while some of these laws, if you break them, can have fatal consequences, 60% of you say they're not very important. Another one in five say, hey, everyone does it. So what? Only 5% of you claim to never break any one of the following laws. Are you ready? The most common law broken every day in America. You know what it is. Speeding. Next, talking on your cell phone in the car. Next, dropping litter. I'll just read them in order. Downloading music illegally. Having sex in a public place, right up there in the top 10. Gee, I don't know. I knew that could arise out of you. I don't know. My life must, I must be a law-abiding citizen in a public place. Wow. Taking drugs, of course. Not wearing your seatbelt. Having sex under the age of 18. Not cleaning up the doggy mess. Smoking in a public place. Driving through a red light. Not informing the DMV that you've changed your address or your name. Take your kid out of school without permission for a phony holiday. Carrying an offensive weapon. You add it up. This is a survey of 5,000 people. The average person admits to 7 offenses a week. And that's what they admit. And yet we are all law-abiding citizens in one way. All right, let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the program. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard a weird thing. Yeah, this is your staff ichthyologist again. This time I need your help.
Okay. Fire away.
My son yesterday, he lives down in Phoenix, and he got diagnosed with acute pancreatitis. And the causes, the one cause that tops the list was alcohol abuse. And I'm really hoping you can tell me that there's an alternative number one cause for this situation in a 22-year-old, otherwise healthy male.
Oh, boy. Of course, there are many causes. People who don't drink can get this, but don't. Listen, as an ichthyologist, you know, some fish bury their heads in the sand. You don't want to do that either. Alcohol is a very common cause. Just to scare you a little, I hate to do this to you, but, boy, as a young doctor, the first patient I ever lost was a young woman. She worked in a bar, and she was a heavy drinker. And, of course, I didn't know that as she's lying there comatose. She just seemed like a fine young woman, and it was so sad to lose her. It's a terrible disease. It can be terrible. It can be caused by gallbladder disease. It can have causes we really don't understand. But if your son is a heavy drinker, he's got to stop because, you know, in medicine, sometimes we can't tell. You know, you see people who don't smoke get lung cancer. So certainly you can get pancreatitis, even if you're a drinker and drinking isn't the cause. So a smoker can get lung cancer, and maybe the smoking had nothing to do with it, once again, because people who don't smoke can get lung cancer. So as his dad, you've got, of course, get the pancreatitis taken care of. It can be a very nasty disease. Doesn't have to be. You know, it'll come. It'll go away with proper treatment. But he's got to not drink during the treatment phase, at least. And doctors have got to go over his biliary tree, his gallbladder, and that whole system, and a few other things just to make sure nothing else is going on. The problem with the pancreas is in such a critical area. If it just self-destructs, and when it gets inflamed, all its enzymes just start to eat up the pancreas, causes massive inflammation in the abdominal cavity that's hard to keep up with. And as I mentioned, people can die. They don't, of course, mostly, but it's a bad, bad disease. So, yes, there are other causes, but let's, you know, hoofbeats. We think of horses and not zebras. Same in ichthyology, isn't it? All right, let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm a medical cannabis patient in San Francisco, and I've had some interesting experiences, which I'd like to know if you have seen any scientific evidence to justify these anecdotal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to use sativa-based cannabis,
mm-hmm.
which tends to be higher in THC relative to CBD, the two principal cannabinoids, for headaches, for chronic headaches, and it seems to work really, really well. Recently, a few months ago, I had surgery for a hernia, and I was in pretty serious pain afterwards. And I found that an indica-based cannabis, which supposedly has a higher CBD to THC ratio, cannabidiol to THC ratio, that I had much better results for pain below the neck, so to speak.
I think I can help you, and I hope I'm right here. But to my understanding, Dave, You've got it backwards in that the sativa, which is the old classic ditch weed, the old, you know, brand that grew wild all across the American Midwest, etc., has a higher CBD level, which is interesting because CBD doesn't make you high, but CBD may have powerful anti-inflammatory actions and other medical actions. And where indica, which is a strain that was introduced from Asia, has higher THC levels compared to CBD. So indeed, you would get a very different reaction. The overall question about the different marijuanas give you different highs. Oh, this makes me have the munchies more. This one gives me energy. I don't believe that. And that's only because I haven't seen evidence to convince me. In other words, I think the active ingredient that causes, quote, the high is primarily, you know, the Delta 9 THC. And all the rest of the stuff, which, hey, listen, there's a study in anti-nausea effects in children with a Delta 9 THC. And so, therefore, you know, there are maybe different medical effects from different strains of this particular herb. Look it up again, would you? And call back if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that you just got it twisted and that would explain some of your effects. The CBD sativa based thing should not get you as, you know, shouldn't whack you in the head as heavily as the indica base. And yet you might find different effects having to do with different illnesses. All right. Let's talk to, Tony. This is Dr. Dell. You're on the air, Tony. Tony, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to know, I was just getting back from Lake Tahoe, and I have been having really severe joint, pain in my hands and my elbows and legs, and I have type 2 diabetes. Is there any correlation?
So the question is having to do with altitude, you think, and whether that's relating to an arthritis?
Exactly. That's what one of my girlfriends thought, because I have a really bad oxygen level when I'm at the lake.
It's an interesting question. And the deal is that some people feel they can predict weather with their arthritis. And what changes with weather? Pressure changes as the front comes in, humidity changes and temperature changes, but I can't imagine those influencing your joints. And we've done experiments where you put people in elevators and taken them up and down because, you know, the pressure change that comes with the weather front is not any greater. Matter of fact, it's less than going up in a skyscraper. So the question then becomes when you go in an airplane or you go up to a mountain resort like Tahoe or you go to Denver, there should be major changes. I'll tell you something, we haven't been able to prove it. So I am concerned as a diabetic person, what's going on with your joints? And I can't explain it. And yet it would seem perfectly logical. We know when you crack your joints and you crack your knuckles, you make little air bubbles in there. And those little bubbles are what causes the sound. And you certainly could easily imagine as you take a balloon in an airplane or up and down in altitudes, it changes in size. And yet we have not been able to prove it. So it may be, you know, Tony, I just can't tell you that the scientific evidence says so. But in the meantime, you seem to be having a polyarthritis and you need to find out what's causing that, all right? I'm Dr. Dina Dell. I'm going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, and as host of shows like Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, and High Rollers, I've given away a lot of great prizes. Now, with the help of my friends at 866-MY-VEGAS, I'm going to give you a chance to win a free 3-day, 2-night stay in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 866-MY-VEGAS right now with the answer to this question. Las Vegas Boulevard is the main street in the fun capital of the world. But most people know Las Vegas Boulevard as A, Broadway, B, Mulholland Drive, or C, The Strip. Call 866-MY-VEGAS right now to get your free 3-day, 2-night romantic stay at a Vegas hotel. Visit the casinos, the restaurants, enjoy the nightlife. Again, here's the question. Las Vegas Boulevard is the main street in the fun capital of the world. But most people know Las Vegas Boulevard as A, Broadway, B, Mulholland Drive, or C, The Strip. For the first 100 callers, in addition to your free 3-day and 2-night stay, I'll throw in 2 tickets to a Vegas show. So call 866-MY-VEGAS.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise.
But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
I can't explain the day-to-day agony and humiliation of being a drug addict. Drugs controlled and destroyed my life and made me do things I never imagined myself doing. I had no pride, integrity, or peace of mind, not even a little. I came to Narcan on a broken mess. I had lied to myself for so long that I started to believe there really was no hope. I told myself that I was a drug addict, and that somehow justified my wasted life. Today I have no words to explain the difference in my life. Narcanon has taught me how to live again and restored my faith in myself. I have peace of mind. No longer do the drugs call me or haunt my dreams. I am successful, happy, and I have a future. I can look people in the eye and be proud. I can smile and enjoy even the smallest of simple pleasures. Narcanon has made me whole again.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933. That's 1-800-468-6933 or log on stopaddiction.com.
0898.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Jen. How you doing, Jen?
Hi, Dr. Dean. My question is about surgery with general anesthesia. I tend to get very, very sick after anesthesia. I've had it many times, and I always get sick for even up to 24 hours of throwing up. And they've tried a lot of different things, and nothing really has helped. But I'm considering having a facelift, and I'm a little concerned because the doctor said, well, this can be dangerous. You know, if you're going to be throwing up after a facelift. And what I'm
you don't want to be throwing up.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. So, this has been consistent with anesthesia, with inhalational anesthesia, where they put the tube in your throat and you've been really sick afterwards, huh?
Right. General anesthesia. And the things like droperidol don't work. In fact, it makes me sicker.
I wonder what's going on with you, unless the doctors need to pay a special attention to stopping any nausea. I mean, that seems to be the main thing that happens. And it is normal for people to be nauseous after anesthesia. Most of them have, you know, do it to some degree or another. And whether you need to talk to an anesthesiologist, not the plastic surgeon. I can tell you that plastic surgeons don't want you throwing up after something like a facelift, because you do that and you're squeezing. You can cause little hemorrhages and you can affect the outcome of it. And I think an anesthesiologist who knows this ahead of time can give you medication that should stop you from throwing up. I would keep a tube, you know, down in your tummy longer to keep sucking away any fluid so there's nothing there for you to be nauseous about, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And this is all part and parcel of making a heavy decision about this. And this is a big decision. A facelift is surgery, period. And most people, they treat it very lightly. They've seen too many makeover shows. So you need to make an appointment. And you, normally you don't do this. See, anesthesiologists or doctors, you know, you're asleep when they see you. So you need to, you know, catch one when you're awake and he's awake and or she's awake and discuss these issues and see if they can satisfactorily help you. And they may even want to look at the records to see what kind of anesthesia you got, because some of them are more or less likely to do this. All right. Let's talk to Jennifer in Florida. How you doing, Jennifer?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, ma'am.
I wanted to get your opinion, if I may, on a weight loss pill called Ally, A-L-L-I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's not new. This is just the over-the-counter version of, what do you call it, Xenical, which is supposed to help you lose weight by you know, blocking fat absorption. Even though the studies by the drug company, when it was by prescription only, show the people taking the Xenical lost a little more weight. I don't know. What are you going to do, stay on it forever? It says that if you it stops with fat absorption. So don't eat the fat in the first place. It's a lot easier. Plus, if you try to push it, you get a very, very nasty side effect where you get, I need a polite way of saying this, you get staining in your undies. Okay, because everything, the grease and oil stays in your intestines and loosens you up a little bit. So if you eat extra fat while you're taking the pill, kind of like Anabuse, and maybe that's a way that it really, really helps that people know they can't eat a lot of fat, and so they control themselves. But once again, you're stuck for this. On this for the rest of your life if you're not willing to go off it someday and learn to control your fat intake. So it's not magic. They changed the name, you see, so people get all excited and think it's a new product. I have a lot of people inquiring about it. But to my knowledge, if anyone knows anything else to the contrary, please let me know. There you are. I wish it was the miracle that some people are making it out to be. It's not a miracle. And boy, if I ever had a side effect like that, just once, I think it would change my lifestyle. All right, I'm Dr. Gina Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1372. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1372. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1372.
Hello, I'm Faith Hill. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, maybe nowhere is that more true than in music. Music study is one of the most valuable ways that a student can spend time. A young person who practices and studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities that kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons so your child can see his or her progress as time goes by. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful, their voices.
A PSA brought to you by NENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
You on board.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. And the vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
Oh, that sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with neighborhood kids like Katie, Tom helps them stay away from drugs. Share a skill, a passion, a hobby with kids in your community, and you can make a big difference. That's because kids who enjoy a regular positive activity with an adult are less likely to begin using drugs or alcohol. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer.
All right, Katie, you rock.
Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Board.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Louise in Georgia. How you doing, Louise?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I had another question about fibromyalgia, but I want to switch and ask another question. I had colonoscopy about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he told me I could come back in about, say, 10 years. But he said I did have a large open phase diverticula. Is that what you call it?
That's right.
An open phase.
And open phase is good. So are you doing okay with it?
Well, I'm not quite sure because I have, you know, there are certain foods I just can't eat. But what I was concerned about, if I had an open phase, wouldn't that over time be irritated with certain foods?
Well, here's the deal. What they mean by that, because of our Western diets, most people, as they get older, get little pockets in their colon because the muscles are squeezing and because we don't eat enough fiber in our diets that and the bulk isn't there, that as the muscles, which are bands like your fingers, you know, if you go to the beach and you take a fistful of sand and you squeeze it, and the sand squishes out between your fingers? Well, imagine your fingers are bands of muscles, and the squishing out essentially is the lining of the intestine and makes these little pockets. And when these pockets get inflamed and get infected, that's diverticulitis, and that lets you know it. If it's open face, it means it's open, and it's kind of like a hernia that gets large enough, things can move in and move out. So it shouldn't give you trouble until... It does. You know, it's simple but unpredictable. And when you mention certain foods, a lot of people, diverticulitis and diverticulosis, will complain about certain kinds of fibers. And objectively, we've not found that to be so clear. We used to tell people to stay away from, you know, whole grains and things like that if they had diverticulitis. So I'm just not sure that it's a consistent deal. So if you know certain foods, you know, don't agree with you, then what can I tell you? Avoid them. But an open-faced diverticulum, there's nothing you can do about it, and hopefully it'll just stay that way, not get inflamed, and the more open it is, the better. You see, because then it kind of like becomes part of the normal intestines, and it can cleanse itself and empty out its little, you know, its little pockets. All right? Let's talk to Gladys, see if we can't do this in the time we have left. Gladys, what's up?
Well, on the television this morning, they were saying if you were taking, like, Splenda, a sweetener, that mm-hmm. it would affect the your medication, wouldn't, you know, would keep you from getting the full benefit from the medication you were taking.
Right. So do you take a lot of Splenda?
No.
Okay. So then there you go. That's an easy...
Was that just Splenda, or would it be any sweetener?
No, I doubt very much. And I to tell you the truth, I hadn't seen the television this morning, so I'm not sure what they're telling you. And if you're taking a... Listen, I am not... you know, you can investigate all day long the qualities of the various artificial sweeteners. I don't understand why this is such a big, you know, a big deal, because none of them taste like the real deal, A. B. And you shouldn't be consuming large amounts of them. If you're going to use sweetener, I use real sugar. I mean, I like it better, but I use it moderately, where everybody else wants everything sweet, 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 so they use all these other artificial sweeteners. Some are better than others. What can I tell you? Good luck. Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
Are you over 50? Did you serve in the Navy, work in a shipyard, power plant, construction site, or refinery? Have you or someone you know been diagnosed with mesothelioma? Mesothelioma is a fatal cancer caused by asbestos. The asbestos industry knew the dangers but failed to give the warnings. The Asbestos Legal Center is dedicated to helping victims of mesothelioma get the compensation they deserve. Lung cancer victims may also qualify. Call the Asbestos Legal Center for a free consultation at 1-800-970-3000.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-922-1503. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503.
On deck on KGO, San Francisco.